This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, everybody? Happy game day. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long. We are on location, Rouse's Market, 701 Barone Street in the CBD, getting ready for Monday Night Football. Pick up all the great food that they have pre-made here, or if you're cooking tonight, also some spirits for this evening, because I've got a feeling we're going to need plenty of that come Monday night kickoff in Kansas City.
Hopefully not. Hopefully not. We'll see if the black and gold can get back on track here after losing back-to-back games. Steve, you know, this 2-2 start. After 2-0, everyone's feeling high. They're flying high. They're feeling good about themselves. That's been erased. So now you're sitting 2-2. The division is now kind of up for air. Like, you have the Falcons at 3-2. You have the Buccaneers at 3-2 after that Thursday night bout. And so now you have to keep pace. This is a huge game for the black and gold early on in the season.
Yeah, you mentioned keeping pace, obviously. 3-2 Falcons, 3-2 Buccaneers. And man, oh man, those darn Dirty Birds getting awfully lucky to start this season.
The Falcons could so easily be 0-5.
Yeah, I hate to see that.
Somehow they're 3-2. But that's where you're sitting right now. You're third place in the NFC South as of now. But if you win this game, you're right back up there with the Falcons and the Buccaneers. So
boom, two-game losing skid over, and you're right in the hunt in the NFC's division. You're not falling behind too far.
And Tyrann Mathieu made a really good point about this when he was talking before, you know, week four, that game against Atlanta, that, you know, good teams figure out how to avoid the multi-game losing streaks.
Right.
Right? You're on a two-game right now. You can't let it get to three. It's just devastating.
Looking right off the bat, the most important thing going into this matchup, sadly, is the injury report, Charlie. MC Health helped update. Brought to you by LCMC Health. 8 hospitals, one promise of keeping you well. Excuse me, looking at the injury report for this black and gold bunch. Out, Charlie, out for this game. Linebacker Willie Gay, linebacker Pete Werner, tight end Taysom Hill, guard Cesar Ruiz, center slash guard Shane Lemieux, who has now also been put on injured reserve. Defensive end Peyton Turner is also out, along with newly put back on the active roster in Kendra Miller, the running back. He just is not ready to go, though, for this game. Also questionable for the game. You got offensive lineman Lucas Patrick dealing with a groin issue. So plenty of questions for this black and gold bunch. Obviously, that offensive line still also missing Eric McCoy, who's on injured reserve.
So, yeah, you're looking without your starting center, your backup center, could potentially be without your left guard. You're going to be without your right guard. And you're going against one of the premier defensive tackles in the NFL. So, not ideal.
4-0, defending Super Bowl champs. Let's keep piling it on here.
Chris Jones is incredible, and we'll talk a lot about him throughout the show because he's a key. Stopping him is going to be a key piece for this Saints offense against the Chiefs defense. Chris Jones, I think so far this year, has 3 sacks. But the thing that stands out to me, Steve, the quarterback pressures. He has 19 QB pressures as a defensive tackle. Now, Deuce had a great bite about this where Chris Jones will play all along the defensive line. He either plays, you know, defensive tackle. He'll play different spots on the interior. He'll even move out to the edge. It's just really, really tough to kind of figure out where he's going to be at any given time. So, yeah, Chris Jones against a really banged up interior offensive line, that's kind of sketchy, and that's advantage Chiefs for sure.
Looking at some of the other moves the Saints have already made today, guard slash center Kyle Hergel has been signed to the active roster. The team has also elevated from the practice squad safety Jonathan Abram and linebacker Isaiah Stallburn. The good news was we got DeMario Davis back this week, being
right.
a full go.
And you need him because Willie Gay and Pete Werner
yeah. go down with injury. So, yeah, definitely brutal in that linebacking core.
Yeah, Double D is back, though, which is obviously huge given how banged up that linebacker room is as well. It's a couple different spots. And this is what happens at points where, you know, injuries can kind of, I guess, I don't want to say just overwhelm you at certain spots, but when you have multiple injuries at certain positions, that's when things get really tricky. So at linebacker, they're kind of banged up. Interior offensive line, they're banged up. So, I mean, the Saints, they're just going to have to figure some things out there. But specifically, like as we were just mentioning with the offensive line against the Chiefs defensive line, when you don't have your top guys, right, you don't have your starting center, you don't have your starting right guard, Lucas Patrick, you hope that he can play.
Right.
Like, I know
that's
he's questionable.
Question, right.
He's questionable right now. You hope that he can play. But if he can't go, then it's not just going to be patch make. You're probably going to have Oli Udoh in there and Landon Young in there. And just it's going to be a lot you're throwing together. And patchwork.
Connor McGovern, you mentioned patchwork. He just was signed this week and is
off
expected
the Jets
to contribute.
Practice squad. So that's an interesting note. The coaching staff has some recognition with McGovern because John Benton, the current Saints coach, offensive line coach, was the offensive line coach and run game coordinator of the Jets in 2021 and 2022, where McGovern was there for basically the past 4 years. So they have a little bit of knowledge of each other. So obviously, you know, they think he's a serviceable enough interior offensive lineman to go scoop him up. And when you have basically two guys that can play center on IR already with McCoy and then Lemieux, you kind of needed to go get someone there.
Real disappointment for Shane Lemieux. I know Mike Dettillier's mentioned it a bunch of well with him. Wherever he's gone along his steps, this veteran just seems to always end up hurt. And obviously, again, now with the black and gold, boom, ends up on the IR just after limited action here.
He knows how to play, too. That's like the really unfortunate
part. Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was pinned to play guard on this team originally, but when he had to play center, he actually showed up and played really well at center against the Falcons. Exactly. I mean, he stepped up into that role and he played really, really well. So, I mean, losing him and having him placed on IR, that's just a double whammy, Steve.
Yeah, the black and gold, definitely a banged up bunch. Hopefully we can get Alvin Kamara through this game without any more injuries. We know he's dealing with the ribs and a hip issue. Unfortunately for Taysom, you know, Dennis Allen mentioned during the week that he was dealing with fractures with his ribs, so he's unable to go tonight. And I'm curious to see how this run game is going to end up shaking out, just because we've seen how different it is without Taysom. He's that physical guy. You know, he's getting that extra fight for every single inch, you know, you talk about in football. But for whatever reason, unfortunately, the dude just can't stay on the field.
The Saints don't lose that game to Philadelphia if Taysom Hill's playing.
Right, I hear
you. I mean, it's just that important. But as far as the game against Atlanta, where the Saints outplayed the Falcons, like, Taysom Hill played a big role early on before he got injured. And as Coach Allen had mentioned, the fractured ribs. So you always kind of knew that he was going to be out for this game. As you mentioned, the rushing attack is obviously super important to Clint Kubiak's offensive scheme. And they want to set up the play-action pass by being able to run the ball. So it's super important. And Alvin Kamara, as you kind of said, Steve, he's going to play a huge role tonight, even though he's a little bit banged up as well.
Yeah, definitely one of those dudes that I feel like, you know, the most talented guy on your offensive roster, your most potent weapon.
Alvin's been killing it this year.
You need him to come up big in a big-time game tonight.
Yeah, he's been awesome. You just need him to kind of keep it up. There's been times where, specifically like the Eagles game, where you don't have Taysom Hill, where maybe he had a little bit too much of a workload.
Right.
But you're probably going to be asking him to have a similar workload tonight. If your offense is going to be rolling, you're probably giving him at least 20 touches out of the backfield.
Yeah, that was why there was a little bit of excitement. You saw that Kendra Miller was getting back in the mix, and maybe hopefully he could contribute anything from, I was hoping just like 5 to 7 touches even.
Right.
But that's just not the case for him. He's been ruled out definitely for this game, even though he is back off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of IR.
Yeah, he was limited at practice this week. It was just good to see him back at practice in the first place because, I mean, he suffers a hamstring injury quite literally on the first day of training camp, and then we out of sight, out of mind. We don't hear from him for basically a month and a half or multiple months at this point.
Right.
But now he's back at practice, which is obviously a good sign. But then it pops up that he's doubtful, and so obviously, you know, he's not going to be playing in this game. So Kendra's getting close, but he's not there just yet. So maybe next week, maybe a couple weeks from now, I think that getting him back for a game against the Buccaneers, which, you know, Bobby's going to be here in a little bit, and he's already emphasized how much more important the game against the Bucs is than the game against, you know, tonight against the Chiefs, because NFC South versus an AFC opponent. At the same time, like we mentioned at the very start, Steve, you got to keep pace with those teams at the top of the NFC South. Like, as far as what happened where the Bucs kind of blew it against the Falcons, I think that's fair to say. Now you got 2-3-2 teams right there, and you're 2-2. So if you fall a little bit behind the pack, that's going to make a big difference. But if you can kind of keep pace and be 3-2 and have 3-3-2 teams heading into, you know, week 6, where you have that huge game against the Buccaneers in the Superdome, you know, we'll see what happens.
What's interesting for the Buccaneers, you know, initially I was like, oh, they've got this great advantage of having extra rest because they played Sunday where the Saints are playing Monday. Well, now they got to evacuate the Tampa Bay area because of the hurricane coming into there. So they're going to be practicing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Yeoman Stadium.
Right. And, I mean, just it's crazy what's happening.
Wild scenario, right?
Yeah, like you send your best to Florida because they're just getting hounded and they got another one coming. So we know what it's like to deal with that here. But looking at tonight's matchup between the Saints and the Chiefs, Steve, a couple things stand out to me. If you just look at the numbers, you would never guess the Chiefs are 4-0. Like, their offense has been mediocre, their defense has been really good, and all the Chiefs reporters that we've talked to throughout the week on Sports Talk have basically come out and said their defense is the reason that this team is 4-0, and they've drafted well on defense. And, you know, Mike has said in the past that Tampa Bay has done a really good job of drafting within the past few years, and they have, but so have the Chiefs. Like, you've added guys like Trent McDuffie, who's a premier corner, and George Karlaftis, who's a really good defensive end, to go alongside, like, their key pieces on defense, like the Chris Jones. So their defense is solid. Their offense, the numbers don't stand out at all. And another thing is,
they keep getting wide receivers picked off.
And we'll bring this up, too, throughout the show, because I think it's a really important point. The turnover margin for the Chiefs has been awful. Has been awful. Like, the Saints are +3 on the season, and that's with being -1 with their loss to the Falcons this past week. It's been a long 8 days, by the way, hasn't it? That since we lost to the Dirty Birds. Got to get that taste out of our mouth. But they're +3. They're still +3 so far this season through the first four games, which is really, really good.
Right.
The Chiefs are -4. And
very
that doesn't sound like
sure.
a huge gap necessarily for, you know, just at the naked eye. The Saints are 4th in the NFL in turnover differential. The Chiefs are 29th. 29th. So it's a gigantic gap as far as scoring average. Once again, the Chiefs offense has just been middle of the pack this year, which is crazy to think about with Pat Mahomes.
Well, you mentioned Mahomes there. Look at his numbers compared to Derek Carr's. You'd have to do a double take.
Right, exactly. He's got 6 touchdowns to 5 interceptions this year.
Right.
And I saw somewhere saying that he was leading the league for, like, MVP odds early on. Just like, what has he done? He
hasn't done anything. Name recognition, that's it.
No, I know. So you're looking
at... And the jewelry that he's got.
Yeah, exactly. A couple rings will do that to you. So far this year, the Chiefs, 23 points per game, which ranks 14th in the NFL, middle of the pack. A little further down, total offensive yards per game, 328, 14th, middle of the pack.
Yeah.
They've just been kind of mediocre. And obviously the turnover differential isn't good at all. It's at the bottom of the pack, 29th in the NFL. So there are a couple stats here as far as the Chiefs go where you're just wondering, how is this team 4-0? But at the same time, you watch them play, and they have these games where you get late into contests, and the defense does enough to keep it really close,
right,
and then you hand it to the big bad man, Patrick Mahomes, at the end of the game, and he'll win a game for you. Every single one of their games this year has been by one score. So
the pinstripes, the zebras have helped them out a lot too this season.
Yeah, you've seen that a couple times, haven't you? I mean, against the
Falcons. Not like anyone's noticing.
Yeah, the pass interference call specifically, Steve. Like, there was that one moment against the Falcons. There was one moment, you know, earlier on as well. I think it was against the Bengals too. So just a couple different games where, you know, the Chiefs have gotten the benefit of the doubt, let's call it, on some penalties, and it's obviously helped them pick up a win.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.